Welcome to this edition of When the Biomass Hits the Wind Turbine, a discussion of sustainable living and what that means to you and me. I'm Jay Warmke.
And I'm Annie Warmke.
And today we're going to talk about internships, or what the heck, it's cheaper than college. And to help us, our resident expert on internships today is with us today. It's Destiny Ebersole. Ebersole or Ebersole?
Ebersole.
Okay.
I was right
the third time, right?
Correct.
Okay, Destiny. Well, Destiny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Destiny. I'm from Jackson, Michigan, and that is South Central Michigan. 27, and this is my second internship, and it's going great so far.
Mm-hmm. And what got you to Blue Rock Station? I'm always curious.
Wait, before you do that, I wanted to hear what is it that you wanted to be when you were a little girl?
At first, I wanted to be a marine biologist because I'm going to really age myself as far as being young here. But Aaron Carter wanted to be a marine biologist.
Who's Aaron Carter?
He was the young brother of a Backstreet Boy. And he was so
the
cute.
Younger brother of a Backstreet Boy.
I didn't know they got any younger.
Is that like a cul-de-sac boy
yes,
or something?
Yeah.
Or?
So close, okay. Very close. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, and I really like fish in the ocean. So at first I was like, I'll be a marine biologist. But that was very short-lived. And then it was an interior designer. And like I was telling you this morning, I had, for Christmas, I got a two-story Malibu Barbie dream house with a working elevator. And within about the first week or two, I had glued popsicle sticks to the floor because she needed new hardwood floors. And I had taken nail polish and painted all the walls. And it never stopped from there. I was building in my yard. I was, playing games where it was just about designing houses. And so it's never stopped.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll get to my original question. About how did you find out about Blue Rock Station?
I found out about Blue Rock Station by a very simple Google search, and I just Googled sustainable living programs, mm-hmm. natural building.
Houses made of popsicle
yeah,
sticks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. It led me to Blue Rock, and from there I really evaluated the website. I looked at some reviews. I listened to the podcast and saw that you guys were having free school. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of my first step into the Blue Rock Station.
And you said this is your second internship. What did you
Correct.
Do on your first one?
My first one was in Oxford, Michigan. It was at Strawbale Studios. It was the winternship, so it was the whole month of January, and we learned the theory of building, of natural buildings. And we did a lot of reed collecting for thatched roofs, and we just lived in the house together for a month and, kind of did school, if you will, because you can't build in January in Michigan. You can't do much in January
You can't do much in Michigan, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. So it was just a lot of
Well, and you came down here to Ohio where yeah. life is beautiful and the weather is gorgeous. Warm and fine and sunny all the time. Mm-hmm. So now one of the things you had said and what I said in the introduction is what the heck, it's cheaper than college. And
yes.
this was something you had been talking about before, that it mm-hmm. is cheaper than college. And in mm-hmm. some ways, you're finding it a little more enlightening than college.
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm. yes.
In what way?
Well, I would find that it's more enlightening because it just feels more real world. It's more practical application to things. And it's on my own terms as well, which I really appreciate and thrive under. So it's just good. And, I'm 27 now. If I think about all the different career paths that I had taken in this short amount of time, had I gone to school for all of those, I would be in debt up to my eyeballs like nobody's business. So I think it's really good to step out of the school system and say, okay, let me take some time and figure out what it is that I truly want to do, invest in that. And if that's something worth pursuing and I need one, I'll go get a degree. But until then, let me make sure that what I'm doing is what I want to be doing.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought, like, college, one of the big advantages was to let you know what you didn't want to do when mm-hmm. you grew up. And of course, you get to go into debt while you're figuring out what you didn't yeah. want to do, which is helpful. Do you think maybe internships do the same thing? You get out there and you go, you know what? This looked idyllic. It looked nice. But it's mostly just hard work and cold.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And luckily for
but
me.
But not at Blue Rock Station.
But not, well, no.
Well, you're in Ohio now. You're not in Michigan.
It's a little cold and there is still hard work. But if you're okay with those things, Blue Rocks or any other natural building sustainable living program is going to be great for you. But you have to be willing to put in the hard work. And that's just kind of the long and short of it. Luckily for me, it wasn't. In this instance, it wasn't about finding what I didn't want to do. It was solidifying, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so it's nice. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have been able to have that same feeling had I tried learning that in a classroom or in a college setting because, I'd be living in a dorm. The sustainable living, I'd be, again, kind of learning the theory of it and things instead of actually being thrown and immersed in the culture of it.
Well, I think every institution or every enterprise has its own culture. A university may be a little more institutionalized.
Right. And
a little more, yeah, slightly more. But I do see a lot of the interns that we've had, and there seems to be a ethos or a culture associated with being an intern, and then at least with the interns that we've had at Blue Rock Station, they develop friendships between themselves, develop mm-hmm. a certain culture amongst themselves. So what would you, as part of that group, which is separate from my experience, what if someone's listening and wants to become an intern, whether Blue Rock Station somewhere, what doesn't matter, what would you recommend they do first, And then what mistakes have you heard of or done yourself along the way that you would just as soon have avoided?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say my first advice is do your research. If you're, let's just keep using Blue Rock as the example here. If you're thinking about coming
we
into
are
Blue
held
Rock,
up as
right.
the example.
Right.
Amongst the whole intern right. society.
The top tier there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, there's Harvard and there's Blue Rock
right.
Station.
They have interns at Harvard. Wow.
Well, I'm comparing universities and places to intern.
Equality. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say, first off, though, is do your research. Make sure that, one, they're gonna teach you the things that you're looking to learn. Read your reviews. A lot of places, I shouldn't say a lot. There are some select places that advertise as one thing and actually function as another. And so you may be investing a lot of time, a lot of financial resources or whatever, resources in general, to go to a program that you thought was going to be top-notch and they're not, or they're not very kind to you. So do your research, read your reviews. That's a big thing there.
When you say read your reviews, I didn't even know we had any reviews. Where would you find these reviews? I mean, is there a Yelp for internships or?
No, but Google. Google's a great source, and they do have mm-hmm. reviews on Google for things like this. And if you Reddit's a great community, and they do have mm-hmm. subreddits for different internships. And if you're curious about what did interns think at Blue Rock Station, you can start a subreddit or whatever and get on there and see what the response is going
to
be.
That would be a place to talk about us that I would never even have an idea how to find.
Yeah. So Reddit's a great
community.
You
have to be able to spell it first, Jay.
Reddit.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay, it's the past tense of to read it.
Right. Okay, well, we won't worry about him looking it up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll do it.
That's an Annie job.
Uh-huh. I'll do it.
Okay, so you're saying before you get there.
Before you get there.
Because mm-hmm. I have heard from other interns that some places they've gone are really just looking for free labor. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, mm-hmm. you're now a migrant farm worker. Mm-hmm. You're going out there. You're going to pick beans from 7 mm-hmm. in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then don't talk to me.
Because, right, like certain woofer programs. I've heard the same.
You mentioned woof. Why don't you give folks a little idea what that is.
So woofing, I don't
Well, woof stands for Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms.
Mm-hmm. And so from my understanding of that, which I've never been a woofer, I have had a friend who had an organic kale farm in Kauai, and they had woofers there, and they treated them very nice. However, that's basically where you come to somebody's farm, and they house you, they feed you, they may give you a small stipend if you're lucky enough. But yeah, you work their farm, and I've heard great stories and I've heard horror stories from that. So it just depends on where you're going and who you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I wanted to mention, though, in looking for somewhere to internship, and I think that this is very important, is you're going to be spending a lot of time with these people. You know, you're going to be coming into their homes for the most part or onto their land. You want to give a true representation of yourself. That way you know if it's going to be, or can get a sense if it's going to be a compatible situation. You know, I wouldn't just present myself as, hi, I'm Destiny, and I know everything that there is about sustainable living, and I've done this for years, and because I don't know that, and I don't want to give Annie or Jay that expectation of, here's this incredibly knowledgeable person who's got years of experience, if that's not really the case.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wouldn't accept you as an intern either.
No, that's true.
So we're looking for a variety of things, and we have a little survey that we ask the people who want to be an intern to fill out. And so they read a day in the life of an intern, and it mm-hmm. describes a lot of things that we're going to do. And then they fill out this survey, which tells me some things about them. Mm-hmm. Like the guy who checked the box that said, sometimes animals don't like me. He's like, whoa, wait a minute. I've never seen that before.
That was me.
In disguise.
I was rejected as an intern on our own farm. She's like, okay, get out of here. You're not gonna last.
So we're looking for a certain set of skill sets that have nothing to do with where you went to college or if you even went. We're looking for work ethic. We're looking for mm-hmm. compatibility, passion for something, willingness and want to learn. How you feel about women being your supervisor. So there are a variety of things that we care about that you're not going to learn in college.
Right. So my advice is just be honest on all that. You want a good fit. You know, if you're spending weeks to maybe even a few months in certain programs, you need to be upfront and honest. And yeah.
Well, when you go out on one of these things, mm-hmm. You've done your research, have the situations seem to meet your expectations? I mean, you don't have like a vast, vast experience, mm-hmm. but when you come into Blue Rock Station, for instance, and you come in and go, really, I thought everything was going to be bigger, or I thought it'd be cleaner, or it wasn't going to be as more comfortable, that kind of thing.
You know, I wish for the sake of this conversation that I could say, you know what, I had this kind of horror story, but I don't. I walked into everything open-minded and open-hearted, and that's a big thing. So there wasn't this huge expectation of cleanliness or even comfortability, because when I'm immersing myself into one of my internships, there's going to be things that make me uncomfortable, or not uncomfortable, I'm sorry, that are just out of my day-to-day, and that's okay. That's part of this process. So
it's kind of why you go into it.
Absolutely.
You grow. Saying, I want new experiences. But we have had people who come, say, I want a new experience, and then they come, but this isn't what I'm used to.
It's get ready for – I mean, if you're kind of an apartment dweller and a city kind of person, then let's, get ready for culture shock. Get ready for culture shock. But not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. Just be open.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are listening to When the Biomass Hits the Wind Turbine with Jay and Annie Warmke. And we're once again reminding you, it is the end of the world as we know it.
And thank God.
Thank God. The world as we know it, maybe it needs to end and be replaced with something joyous and new.
That's another show.
That's another story.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right. So we're talking with Destiny about internships here today. And Destiny.
Well, we're also talking about the idea that there is more to learning than going to college or university. Mm-hmm. That a lot of the skill sets we really need to have meaningful and rich employment even or experiences in life require using your hands, learning how to build things, learning how to grow things, learning how to deal with people, live in community, all those kind of things that I think you do learn to live in community in college because you get stuck in a dorm and maybe you never learn. Maybe you just hate it.
I learned to live in a dysfunctional community, which was actually good preparation for life.
Okay, that's another show too.
Dysfunctional community.
Dysfunction Junction.
All right. So what we're saying is then that internships is one avenue towards continuing your education or perhaps even beginning your education because you come out of college or come out of high school pretty much having been institutionalized to a large extent. And then you come out and you begin to actually have to produce. Mm-hmm. One of the nice things I would say living on a farm is it either works or it doesn't. You know, like you always said, the goats don't care if you know the theory about how to keep them fed. They just want to be fed.
Right. They want you to get it right.
Right. And if you're building a building, it doesn't care if you know the theory. If it falls down, you know, so there is a sort of a real world cause and effect, or as we used to tell Catlin, you know, natural consequences, right?
Yeah, for your behavior. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I would say is that, you know, there are, and I think more and more there are intern kinds of situations. Most of them don't pay, and I'm not sure, but I think Wolf, you sign as a provider if you're a host for Wolf. I think it has to be really clear if there is going to be money exchange because it changes the rules because the laws are different and the setup is different. But there are apprenticeships, and we're seeing more and more of that, particularly with agriculture groups who are saying, you know, we'll give an apprenticeship and there is money, there's funding in that. But the electricians have apprenticeships. There are all kinds of apprenticeships out there. But it does require a couple of other things. If you're going to do this, if you're in debt for your education or even in other ways, you often are not going to have the freedom to be this loosey-goosey about where you live and where you learn.
Right.
So that's a big issue.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the money changing hands, I guess we ought to point out there are a number of different structured programs that can be out there. Some apprenticeships or internships do pay. They will pay the person who is interning, usually not as much as if you were an employee. Mm-hmm. Then there are apprenticeship or internships that are like WOOF, where it's an exchange of food and housing for work. And then there are others where the intern actually pays. Pays for that. And we've been involved pretty much in all of those except paying because I'm too cheap to actually pay money.
We have paid. We have paid.
Have we? I didn't know about that.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I ought to get the checkbook. But anyway, so those are – but when we do have the paid internships, it's usually part of a formal program that's part of a university that we have to then – submit reports and monitor. And so there is quite a lot of paperwork and involvement there.
I also think, though, that if you, as a young person, want to be doing something like this and there is some money going to exchange hands, it's good to research how that's going to work in your life because the government is very clear about how things work. If you get paid by somebody to do something, or even sometimes in exchange or barter, they're going to require you pay tax. And a lot of my experience in teaching some workshops around the state and different conferences about how to set up an internship program is that people, even the hosts, don't really get it, that there is a certain legality to what you're doing as far as liability and insurance and taxes or whatever, and that it really isn't, like Jay said, about you're here and you're my slave and you will pick, you know, 12 hours today and whatever. So that isn't how we do it. Our job is to teach you everything we know in the 5 minutes that we have you in our life. Right. And then the goal for us is that you're going to take that information and make something of it your own and go be using it somewhere in the world. So we have high expectations.
Yeah, yeah, we're trying to train the next generation of malcontents.
Right.
So we do expect you to be malcontented.
Not with us, though.
No. So when you came to Blue Rock Station, obviously you had certain expectations or hopes or aspirations of what you were going to learn. What were those?
Well, just your day-to-day sustainable living and what can I do within my community to make more of a difference and bring more of these sustainable living tactics to the general public, because we're kind of looked at, I think, as these, at least in my experience, almost as these like wannabe hippie counterculture kids who, you know, just want to change the world or whatever. And it's a phase or whatever.
Sounding pretty accurate,
right?
So far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and that's really discouraging, because we do want to make a difference, and not just for us, but for our kids and our grandchildren and our great grandchildren. And so I just want to be able to bring those things to maybe some areas of people who just haven't had that knowledge.
But they do that to us. We're not in our 20s. Yeah. About we're the hippies. I always say no drugs, no illicit sex.
Right.
And what else would there be? No nudity. Mm-hmm. We've lost all the fun.
No tie-dye.
No, we have tie-dye. No tie-dye.
I brought a tie-dye t-shirt.
I'm out already. Uh-huh. We do tie-dye at Goodstock every year. So
when you say sustainability, though, I mean, sustainability is one of those words that means a lot of things to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a blanket.
So what do you envision? If you're projecting yourself out 10, 15, 20 years into the future, how is your sustainable world going to look?
How is my sustainable world going to look?
Mm-hmm. Well, it may just be for you personally, or maybe the whole world.
No, it would be for me personally, because I haven't developed such a global brain like that yet. My sustainable living would be knowing that where the materials for my house came from is, you know, where's my energy sources coming from? That's a big one. And is it clean energy? Can I fix those things myself? Can I repair my house myself? Can I grow my own food? Can I take care of my own garden? And for how long? Are the methods of which I'm going about this sustainable? Are they going to last? Can I keep up with the lifestyle that I have? And so to me, I guess that would be, that's my idea of sustainable living, that I can literally sustain what I have and not inflict more damage that's already been done to the earth.
It's funny when you mention that, too, because it just reminded me a little bit, some of Annie and my discussion. Sustainability is not solely about the planet.
Right.
We look at each other as we're as we pass 40 years of age, and start to say,
we forgot what that felt like a long time ago.
That's long, and then I mean, we filled up the tank six times since then. But you say, can we sustain it? Can we sustain the pace? Can we sustain the activity? Can we sustain the work that's involved? You know, I mean, when you're growing
a
garden,
we do.
I mean, growing a garden takes a lot of work. Building buildings take a lot of work, and even once they're built, there's a lot of maintenance and there's a lot of dealing with the day-to-day, and all of that takes energy and effort. And is that sustainable? And some of that may be its own answer, because by doing it, you have more energy. You can sustain it better than if we didn't do it. So I don't know. Do you have you're looking at me like you have some sort of
No, idea no, I'm just that. Thinking that really I – back to what you said about people saying the people your age that want to live more sustainably, that somehow you get these labels. And I haven't heard that. I get to hear it about myself, but I haven't heard it about you. But what I, from where I'm sitting, what I see is this group of people who are bringing along, first of all, a really strong message of we're not the haters.
Right.
And then I think there's a message that says we think that our culture has lied to us.
Oh, yeah.
So all of our growing up years, they've been lying to us, and that we see what we need to do is not work 40 hours a week at one job so we depend on one paycheck so when it goes away we got nothing, to how do we work in a way that is efficient, supports our health, supports time with our the people that we love.
Yeah.
And that we have some leisure time, not for entertaining ourselves, but for taking care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see that segment of the 20-somethings at this point. So I may be biased in that. But I also feel like, wow, you know, when I have an opportunity to be with people who are of that mindset, I don't care what the age, but definitely younger, I just feel so hopeful and optimistic and like I just got a gift myself. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're on the right track.
Good.
I think I was just going to say it may be a little self-selecting because, of course, folks who do apply for internships are usually going to have a bit more gumption than those that would not. And then Annie goes through a pretty rigorous screening process. So mm-hmm. we screen out those people who would not be compatible. But the interns that we've had by and large, and present company included, are quite lovely. And they bring us a lot of hope because you see people. We're so used to hearing the younger generation. It's been this way since the days of Aristotle. You know, they're no damn good. They're
you
going.
On
yes,
don't
I
do
know.
That.
I did it on purpose. And so they.
Be a rebel, Jim.
I know.
On the radio.
Just
yeah.
an aging hippie living sustainably. So, but these folks, the folks that we've had in our home, and we bring them into our home, have just encouraged us.
Keep doing it.
I mean, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it really feels like the future is in better hands than the present mm-hmm. is.
Or there are generations.
I hope so. You know, and I know some actual children, you know, 10 to 12 years old, and oh, do they give me hope. They give me a lot of hope. Mm-hmm. They see it already, too, and that's really refreshing. Yeah. And
well,
nice
I want to say that my view about all of this is not even that I'm saying that I'm biased because certain groups have been in our home, but I see it culturally. Mm-hmm. And I also want to say that a big part of why I do what I do, which is put myself out there to really do the best I can with interns, is that I'm making an investment. It's my savings account. And I know you're going to teach me new songs and new music and new books and new ideas and have a different view of what I'm doing, and that's going to make everything stronger and better and more powerful than if we did it without you. So yeah. I appreciate that about our interns.
Okay, well, Destiny, we want to thank you for joining us here today, and there are goats to be milked and gardens to be put to bed, so get out of here.
Get at it.
I better get to work.
Here.
I better
get
earn my keep.
Mm-hmm. And again, thanks for coming and joining
us
here today.
Thank you.
Well, you've been listening to When the Biomass Hits the Wind Turbine with Jay and Annie Warmke. Thanks a lot to all of you for spending just a little bit of time with us. And as your grandmother better have told you, the secret to a happy and sustainable life is...
Play nice with others. Clean up your mess, Jay Warmke, and eat those veggies.
Eat the vegetables and get an intern to clean up the mess for you. All right? Take care. Till next time.
Mother Earth will sing and her children will be here.